Good morning, 923.
Drones have been very successful in taking out terror targets overseas, but now NBC News has obtained a secret Justice Department memo concluding that the U.S. government can order the killing of American citizens if they're believed to be senior operational leaders of Al-Qaeda or an associated force. Joining us live this morning, Michael Isikoff, National Investigative Correspondent for NBC News. Michael, we're not talking about someone who's maybe on a street corner in Bethesda. This has to do with, for example, an attack in Yemen against Anwar al-Awlaki, something like that, right?
Well, the memo in question it talks about Al-Qaeda operational leaders of Al-Qaeda and associated forces. Now, this is all in the context of overseas, but the limits are not clearly defined here. That's one of the big issues. So as a practical matter, we are talking about people in Pakistan, people in Yemen, perhaps people in Africa, but there are a lot of questions being raised as people look at this memo, which we've made public for the first time, as to exactly where the limits are on the targeted killing of Americans.
Now, according to this memo, it is the killing of American citizens who are believed to be senior operational leaders. Who makes the decision here?
Exactly. This is based on intelligence, not evidence. In fact, in the one drone strike that we know that targeted Americans, Anwar al-Awlaki and Samir Khan in Yemen in September 2011, neither had been charged with any crime, neither was under indictment, neither had had a chance to present evidence in their own defense. And as American citizens, they would have had the right to do that. Now, what the Justice Department memo is arguing here is if they are have joined forces with al-Qaeda, if they are serving as operational leaders, and first test, they are present a imminent threat of a violent attack against the United States, then a targeted killing is lawful and constitutional. The problem comes in when you actually read the memo, and it goes beyond what administration officials have said publicly. They talk about what they call a, quote, broader concept of imminence, meaning that it does not necessarily mean that intelligence officials have active intelligence of an ongoing plot. It may mean that they've had intelligence in the past indicating these people have been involved in terrorist activities and that they have not renounced their terrorist activities, so therefore it can be assumed they are still engaged in a plots to attack the United States, but the U.S. may have no actual intelligence that such a plot exists. And I think on that kind of very sort of elastic and ill-defined language, people are going to have a lot of questions.
Was this memo prepared specifically for the Anwar al-Awlaki strike?
Well, our understanding is that there was a secret classified Justice Department Office of Legal Counsel memo before the al-Awlaki strike. That has never been either acknowledged, much less turned over or made public. But when members of Congress asked to see that memo, what the Justice Department did was give them this white paper that they said reflects the arguments, reflects the legal analysis in the OLC memo, but they did so under the condition that it be kept confidential and not be discussed publicly.
How high up the tree does the decision-making go here? Who's the one
reports that President Obama himself has been the ultimate decision-maker on many of these drone strikes. That the drone strikes come to him, the intelligence comes to him, and he is, in fact, the high-level informed official who makes the decision who shall be killed.
Have you heard from the Justice Department since you found this memo?
Well, they are quoted in the story saying that they were not going to comment. They don't comment on these matters. All they can tell us is that Attorney General Holder and other administration officials have given public speeches that they say outlines the legal framework that is being used. And as we point out in the story today, the actual language of the memo does go beyond what is in the what was in those public speeches.
Very Bush doctrine-ish, it seems, Michael.
Well, comparisons to the Bush era are being made today as a result of this memo.
Michael Isikoff, thanks so much.
Thank you.